You know, it seems like year. In fact, it is years that we've been talking about Midtown with Scott Beck, who's the CEO of Beck Ventures. And back on June the 23rd, 2017, there was a groundbreaking, and everything was great. And pretty soon, we were going to have hotels and high rises, and they're not there yet, but they're going to be there pretty soon. Scott Beck joins us again right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again.
This has been a long. How long? But I mean. How long have you been working on it? Because that groundbreaking was 2017.
The groundbreaking was 2017, but we bought the property in stages. So we've made 9 acquisitions over the course of 7 years.
Wow.
So it's been a long haul.
But right now, if you drive down Preston Road, you can't see it as well from LBJ, but on the backside is Valley View is disappearing and disappearing quickly. So what comes up in its place?
Well, we're excited. In its place, we've got a number of things that are coming up. The first thing that you'll see coming up is an exciting new project with Lifetime, the Lifetime Village.
Lifetime Fitness people?
The Lifetime Fitness people, Lifetime Athletic. They actually rebranded almost 2 years ago as just Lifetime and have started this new concept. It'll be the first of its kind, the Lifetime Village. That Lifetime Village, which will be right where that dealership is on Preston Road in Dilbeck, the buildings will start coming down actually next week. And what you'll see in its place is an 18-story apartment building that'll be Lifetime Living. They'll also in this village contain a Lifetime Work environment, which is collaborative office space, and the Lifetime Athletic component. All centered around this beach pool
and all coming
amenity.
Up all at once.
All coming up all at once. It'll be the first of its kind. It's a several $100 million project, and we're really excited to have a JV partnership with Lifetime to build this project on Preston Road, which will really anchor the project on Preston Road.
You know, I remember when we were talking a couple of years ago, we were talking about Lifetime coming in and maybe with it was envisioned as a 2 or 3 story building. And then right adjacent to it, you were talking about retail coming up Dilbeck right off Preston Road, right up toward where the entrance to the AMC, I guess, is now. So that's changed. What about the retail?
Yeah, so all of that actually is still the same. So what we've had this kind of 15-month hiatus, basically embroiled in lawsuits with the city of Dallas, with an adjacent property owner. And the wonderful thing that I can announce today is as of 5 weeks ago, all of that is now settled, which is why we restarted demolition 5 weeks ago. And you only see a third of the JCPenney building. You see big holes in the Dillard's building. The parking garage that used to be between Dillard's and JCPenney's is completely gone. But to answer your question specifically, the entrance of this project and the road that connects it will ultimately, as the mall comes down, there'll be 25 city blocks where Valley View Mall is today. And the main boulevard, which will come right off of Preston Road and go all the way from Preston and Dilbeck to Montford and Peterson, that will have this ground floor retail. I like to call it the Eatertainment District. So lots of restaurants, lots of things to do. And as I mentioned, the Lifetime Village will be on Preston Road. And on the west side of the project, we've actually been able to execute a deal with AMC to build them a brand new theater.
So this would be toward Montford?
Toward Montford. So over the next couple of years, 2.5 years, as we're building this project, the existing AMC will actually remain intact. And people will be able to enter that AMC off of 635 in the parking lot there as we're building this new project on the east side of the property. And then once the brand new AMC is built with the luxury dine-in reclining seats, 12-screen theater, we'll actually then tear down the old AMC, and what'll come up in its place is ground floor retail and office.
One of the things that a lot of the city fathers got excited about, I know North Dallas Chamber, lots of others, was the Dallas Midtown Park, and you'd set up a foundation, sort of a giant Clyde Warren Park. Is that still on the drawing boards?
It is still on the drawing boards. The first component of that 20-acre park will actually start in the parking lot of where the old Macy's building was. So that building has been completely removed. That building's already down.
Now that's another owner there. That's not you, right?
That's correct. That's not us. That actual owner is now under contract with another third party who's a developer. And so we're really excited that really the three of us have been collaborating. This other developer myself, and Seritage, who owns the Macy's, I'm sorry, the Sears parcel. Yeah,
in fact, Seritage is the real estate of Sears.
That's correct.
All around the country.
That is correct. And they've partnered with KDC. And so KDC is the same wonderful group that did the Legacy West project.
So you are all of a single mind now and moving in the same direction?
Finally, everybody's reading off the same song sheet, and we're delighted to be working with these groups.
What kind of build-out period are we talking about? This is a massive area.
Yeah, I think the best way to think about it is it's really a district. And so, you know, a district could take decades to build out because we're not just talking about Valley View Mall. We're talking about the land in Midtown, which is all the way from Preston Road to and including the Galleria.
Well, and this was going to be true with Legacy West, and along came Toyota. I mean, is there a Toyota catalyst that could make this an overnight appearance?
Well, I think we're fortunate enough to have KDC involved in this overall project on the Seritage parcel, and they are the ones that found Toyota. So there are a number of groups moving to North Texas, a number of office users, healthcare, financial services. You report on a lot of them on your CEO spotlights, and we're excited to know that that may happen. And if it does happen, certainly it can all take place a lot quicker.
So tell me about the retail you're going to put in, because it sounds like that's the most immediate thing. Subject to the announcements from the others. Are you talking about, you know, jewelry stores and clothing stores, or are you talking about Tom Thumb's and convenience stores?
Yeah, so I think you're talking much more about experiential retail. So what that means is places where you can go bowling, different types of restaurants, interesting type of restaurants and new type of ways to experience food, experience drinking, going out, different types of bars. With some retail as well. I mean, certainly on the west side of the district of Midtown, we have an indoor mall, the Galleria. So we're not trying to replicate a retail environment like a mall. We're trying to put together an actual entertainment-based district.
You know, and it occurs to me during your hiatus, there's been a lot more density created. There are many more apartments, for example, that are under construction or, in many cases, already full of people looking to do something.
Yeah, and that's really positive. So there's the projects on the west side of the district that have been put up by Mill Creek. There's another apartment project going on the other side of the street of the toll road. And then we actually have a large national developer that we've partnered with to build two additional apartment buildings just on either side of this main boulevard in Valley View Mall. So we'll be building between those two projects about $130 million worth of additional apartments on top of the ground floor retail.
So let me back up. So time frame. So you're going to start construction. Well, you're going to start demolition on the old Chrysler dealership, I guess, on Preston Road right away. That'll be the lifetime is the first thing that goes in?
All of these things actually will happen all at the same time. So our demolition started 5 weeks ago. The JCPenney's building is down. That's actually basically where the new AMC building will go. The Dillard's building starts in 3 weeks. Next week, you'll start seeing the old Chrysler building coming down. All of that demolition will take place over the next couple of months, which will be followed by a large effort to grade the property. So we have to kind of make it flat. And then we have to put in the sanitary sewer, water, and electric. And most importantly, the fire hydrants. And then you got to put in the roads. So the roads actually go around each of the blocks. And once that's all in place, then we can actually start going vertical. So the verticality
next year?
Correct. The verticality will start sometime during the first quarter of next year.
It's exciting.
It is really exciting.
It's been a long time coming.
It has. And we're excited to be a part of it. We're excited to have been the catalyst 7 years ago, sitting down with the then council member, Linda Koop, and talking to city council, convincing them that it should be more than just a Valley View Mall redo, that it really needs to be an all-encompassing district. And really, when you think about it, it's so exciting is to have the opportunity over the next 15 to 20 years to create $20 billion of new development in this part of North Dallas. Because as we all know, a lot of the development is heading north, and Dallas Midtown represents the last stop to the north within the city of Dallas before you're outside of the tax base of the city of Dallas.
That, the tax base, that's the key. They want to get it back on the books. Well, it's exciting. We will watch with great interest and hope you'll be back to keep us updated.
Thanks for having me again.
Thanks. Scott Beck, the CEO of Beck Ventures. And is it still Midtown? Dallas Midtown?
Dallas Midtown, it is.
Probably de facto mayor of Dallas Midtown also.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.